Here, let me. اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد. اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد. اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد. لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم. حسبنا الله ونعم الوكيل، نعم المولى ونعم النصير. أستغفر الله الذي لا إله إلا هو الحي القيوم الرحمن الرحيم ذو الجلال والإكرام، وأتوب إليه. اللهم كن لوليك الحجة ابن الحسن صلواتك عليه وعلى آبائه في هذه الساعة وفي كل ساعة، وليا وحافظا وقائدا وناصرا ودليلا وعينا حتى تسكنه أرضك طوى وتمتعه فيها طويلا. السلام عليك يا أبا عبد الله، السلام عليك يا ابن رسول الله، السلام عليك يا ابن أمير المؤمنين وابن سيد الوصيين، السلام عليك يا ابن فاطمة سيدة نساء العالمين، السلام عليك يا ثار الله وابن ثاره والوتر الموتور، السلام عليك وعلى الأرواح التي خلت بفنائك. عليكم مني جميعا سلام الله أبدا ما بقيت وبقي الليل والنهار. يا أبا عبد الله لقد عظمت الرزية وجلت وعظمت المصيبة بك علينا وعلى جميع أهل الإسلام، وجلت وعظمت مصيبتك في السماوات على جميع أهل السماوات. فلعن الله أمة أسست أساس الظلم والجور عليكم أهل البيت، ولعن الله أمة دفعتكم عن مقامكم وأزالتكم عن مراتبكم التي رتبكم الله فيها، ولعن الله أمة قتلتكم، ولعن الله الممهدين لهم بالتمكين من قتالكم. برئت إلى الله وإليكم منهم ومن أشياعهم وأتباعهم وأوليائهم. يا أبا عبد الله، إني سلم لمن سالمكم وحرب لمن حاربكم إلى يوم القيامة. ولعن الله آل زياد وآل مروان، ولعن الله بني أمية قاطبة، ولعن الله ابن مرجان، ولعن الله عمر بن سعد، ولعن الله شمرا، ولعن الله أمة أسرجت وألجمت وتنقبت لقتالك بأبي أنت وأمي. لقد عظم مصابي بك، فأسأل الله الذي أكرم مقامك وأكرمني بك أن يرزقني طلب ثارك مع إمام منصور من أهل بيت محمد صلى الله عليه وآله. اللهم اجعلني عندك وجيها بالحسين عليه السلام في الدنيا والآخرة. يا أبا عبد الله، إني أتقرب إلى الله وإلى رسوله وإلى أمير المؤمنين وإلى فاطمة وإلى الحسن وإليك بموالاتك وبالبراءة ممن أسس أساس ذلك وبنى عليه بنيانه وجرى في ظلمه وجوره عليكم وعلى أشياعكم. برئت إلى الله وإليكم منه وأتقرب إلى الله ثم إليكم بموالاتكم وموالاة وليكم وبالبراءة من أعدائكم والناصبين لكم الحرب وبالبراءة من أشياعهم وأتباعهم. إني سلم لمن سالمكم وحرب لمن حاربكم وولي لمن والاكم وعدو لمن عاداكم. فأسأل الله الذي أكرمني بمعرفتكم ومعرفة أوليائكم ورزقني البراءة من أعدائكم أن يجعلني معكم في الدنيا والآخرة، وأن يثبت لي عندكم قدم صدق في الدنيا والآخرة، وأسأله أن يبلغني المقام المحمود لكم عند الله، وأن يرزقني طلب ثاركم مع إمام هدى ظاهر ناطق بالحق منكم وأسأل الله بحقكم وبالشأن الذي لكم عنده أن يعطيني بمصابي بكم أفضل ما يعطي مصابا بمصيبة مصيبة ما أعظمها وأعظم رزيتها في الإسلام وفي جميع السماوات والأرض. اللهم اجعلني في مقامي هذا ممن تناله منك صلوات ورحمة ومغفرة. اللهم اجعل محياي محيا محمد وآل محمد ومماتي ممات محمد وآل محمد. اللهم إن يوم عاشوراء يوم تبركت به بنو أمية وابن آكلة الأكباد اللعين ابن اللعين على لسانك ولسان نبيك صلى الله عليه وآله في كل موطن وموقف وقف فيه نبيك صلى الله عليه وآله. اللهم لعن أبا سفيان ومعاوية ويزيد ابن معاوية عليهم منك اللعنة أبد الآبدين. ويوم عاشوراء يوم فرحت به آل زياد وآل مروان بقتلهم الحسين صلوات الله عليه. اللهم فضاعف عليهم اللعنة منك والعذاب الأليم. اللهم إني أتقرب إليك في هذا اليوم وفي موقفي هذا وأيام حياتي بالبراءة منهم واللعنة عليهم وبالموالاة لنبيك وآل نبيك عليه وعليهم السلام. اللهم لعن أول ظالم ظلم حق محمد وآل محمد وآخر تابع له على ذلك. اللهم لعن العصابة التي جاهدت الحسين وشايعت وبايعت وتابعت على قتله. اللهم لعنهم جميعا. السلام عليك يا أبا عبد الله وعلى الأرواح التي حلت بفنائك. عليك مني سلام الله أبدا ما بقيت وبقي الليل والنهار. ولا جعله الله آخر العهد مني لزيارتكم. السلام على الحسين وعلى علي بن الحسين وعلى أولاد الحسين وعلى أصحاب الحسين. اللهم خص أنت أول ظالم باللعن مني وابدأ به أولا ثم لعن الثانية والثالثة والرابعة. اللهم لعن يزيد خامسا ولعن عبيد الله بن زياد وابن مرجانة وعمر بن سعد وشمرا وآل أبي سفيان وآل زياد وآل مروان إلى يوم القيامة. اللهم لك الحمد حمد الشاكرين لك على مصابهم. الحمد لله على عظيم رزيتي. اللهم ارزقني شفاعة الحسين يوم الورود، وثبت لي قدم صدق عندك مع الحسين وأصحاب الحسين الذين بذلوا مهجهم دون الحسين عليه السلام.
بر محمد و آل محمد صلوات، اللہم صلی علی محمد و آل محمد. نعرہ تکبیر، نعرہ رسالت، نعرہ حیدری، بر محمد و آل محمد بلند تر صلوات.
تیرا فقیر ہوں مولا اسے تمام سے دے، تیرا فقیر ہوں مولا اسے تمام سے دے. محمد و علی و فاطمہ کے نام سے دے، اسے تمام سے دے. محمد و علی و فاطمہ کے نام سے دے، تیرا فقیر ہوں مولا اسے تمام سے دے. سوالی میں ہوں سخی تو ہے ہاں مگر مجھ کو مولا مولا، سوالی میں ہوں سخی تو ہے ہاں مگر مجھ کو، نجف سے ساما مرا سے کربلا سے شام سے دے. محمد و علی و فاطمہ کے نام سے دے، تیرا فقیر ہوں مولا اسے تمام سے دے. سوالی میں ہوں سخی تو ہے ہاں مگر مجھ کو، نجف سے سامرا سے کربلا سے شام سے دے. محمد و علی و فاطمہ کے نام سے دے، تیرا فقیر ہوں مولا اسے تمام سے دے. ردائے فاطمہ زہرا میں چھان کر مجھ کو مولا مولا، ردائے فاطمہ زہرا میں چھان کر مجھ کو، بس ایک گھونٹ مودت کا اپنے جام سے دے. محمد و علی و فاطمہ کے نام سے دے، تیرا فقیر ہوں مولا اسے تمام سے دے. میرے وجود پہ نازاں ہو نازا ہو کوہ طور کبھی جو مجھ کو دینا ہے رتبہ اس احتشام سے دے محمد و علی و فاطمہ کے نام سے دے تیرا فقیر ہوں مولا اس احتمام سے دے بنا میں بوزر و سلمان میسم و کمبر مولا مولا بنا میں بوزر و سلمان میسم و کمبر سند غلام کی دے دے کسی بھی نام سے دے محمد و علی و فاطمہ کے نام سے دے تیرا فقیر ہوں مولا بدن سے روح چلے آیتوں کے سائے میں مولا چلے آیتوں کے سائے میں کہ موت بھی مجھے اس درجہ احتشام سے دے محمد و علی و فاطمہ کے نام سے دے تیرا فقیر ہوں مولا اس احتمام سے دے
بر محمد و آل محمد صلوات اللہ
السلام علیکم ڈیئر برادرز اینڈ سسٹرز We offer our condolences to the Imam of our time, Ajalallahu Ta'ala Farajahu Sharif, in these days of mourning for his grandfather, our master, Aba Abdullah al-Hussein, alayhi salatu wasalam. We will be broadcasting the speech on 90.5 FM, so please tune your radios to that channel so you can listen to the speech. As we trial this new format of drive-in program so we can continue our traditions of Azadari this year, we ask you all to please abide by the following guidelines so we can all keep each other safe during these uncertain times. If you need to leave your car, please observe 6 feet physical distance and wear a face mask. If you would like to come outside for Latmiya, please stand on the X's marked on the ground in order to maintain social distance. Please do not bring any food items for distribution from home. Packaged tabaruk and drinks will be provided at the center following health guidelines. Please do not litter the parking lot. Use the trash bins placed at the entrance. And the indoor facility will be limited to bathroom use only on an individual basis. Lastly, please follow all volunteer instructions. These are unique times and we appreciate your patience with these guidelines. Please recite a Fatiha for the Shuhada of Islam, the marhumin named in our memorial plaque, and for all marhumin. With that, I would like to welcome Hujjat al-Islam Sheikh Hamza Sodagar to deliver his message. Salawat.
یا رسول اللہ یا علی اللہم صل على محمد وآل محمد وعجل فرجهم. استغفر الله ربي واتوب إليه. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان اللعين الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، بارئ الخلائق أجمعين، باعث الأنبياء والمرسلين، ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ونبينا وحبيب قلوبنا وطبيب نفوسنا وشفيع ذنوبنا أبي القاسم المصطفى محمد وعلى أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين المكرمين المنتجبين، لا سيما بقية الله في الأراضين روحي وأرواح العالمين لتراب مقدمه الفداء، ولعنة الله على أعدائهم أجمعين إلى قيام يوم الدين. For the hastening and the return of our Imam, let's recite the salawat. اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد. Inshallah, for his health and well-being, let's recite the second one louder. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad wa ajil farajahum. Inshallah, the third one, so that each and every one of us becomes a true and close companion of that beloved Imam. Let's recite it louder, inshallah. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad wa ajil farajahum. Sallallahu alayka ya Abu Abdullah. Ruhi fidaka ya Mawla. Inshallah, Imam al-Hussein accepts from all of you and all of us this gathering of commemoration. Inshallah, the Lady Fatima to Zahra, salamullahi alayha, accepts from all of you and all of us this gathering for her son, Imam al-Hussein, and for her great-grandson, Imam al-Hujjah, ajjalallah ta'ala farajahu al-sharif. This gathering belongs to the 12th Imam. We hope that we are good, semi-good workers working for him in preparing this majlis and attending this majlis, all of us, inshallah. And he's pleased with us, inshallah. We said that it seems from the verse of the Holy Quran that talks about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us what shuhada echo after their shahada. There is a call that is recorded in the Quran from shuhada in general, those here who are martyred in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And one of the important messages there that they call upon us, and says they call upon الَّذِينَ لَمْ يَلْحَقُوا بِهِمْ, the ones who have not joined them. In other words, those who have not been killed in the way of Allah yet, those who have not become shaheed, but they are on the path of Allah, the path of the Prophet, the path of Amirul Mu'mineen, the path of Fatima al-Zahra, the path of Imam al-Hasan, the path of Imam al-Husayn, the path of Imam al-Hujjah, which means they're struggling hard, striving in the way of Allah against all the odds. To them they say, Allah khawfun alayhim wa lahum yahzanun, that there's no fear and there's no grief or regret. This is recorded in the Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says this bishara or this tabshir, this good tiding, that there's no grief, there's no worry, there's no regret, there's no fear. This is something shuhada in general give. Sayyidu shuhada, who is the greatest shaheed of all times, that's why he's called Sayyidu Shuhada, his voice in this call is the loudest. He went to Karbala in the harshest of conditions,
the most difficult of conditions that we cannot even fathom. Against all those odds, not only were the people of Sham and the government in Sham against him, the people that were sent against him were people of Kufa that knew him, were raised with him. For over 20 years they knew that family. These were the people that were sent. Imam al-Hussein sees these faces in Karbala. He says, so and so, he calls them by name. Besides you knowing me, one of the things he says, do you not know me? He says this to people that know him. It's very difficult. It's very different. If people who identify as your enemies come and fight you, compared to when people who identify as your friends, who wrote letters to you, 12,000 letters. Some of the people who wrote those letters are now the commanders of that army against Imam al-Hussein. Do we understand this? Can it get any more difficult? I can't imagine it getting any more difficult than that. We haven't been in that condition, brothers and sisters, or even close to that. If everybody here that is gathered to listen to this speaker, if all of you turned around and said, we want you to stop preaching for Imam al-Hussein and pull out guns to want to kill me, this is what it looks like. All of you that are here for Abu Abdullah al-Hussein, and you think this speaker is speaking for, if you all turn against me right here and you pull out guns, want to kill me, or knives or swords or whatever. Friends of Imam al-Hussein were sent. They cheered. In the harshest of conditions, Imam al-Hussein goes through that, and then after they sever his blessed head from his body, the voice is recorded in the Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us what Imam al-Hussein is calling us for. Allah khawfun alayhim wa lahum yahzanun. Don't fear. They just killed me. Don't fear. Don't worry. I've been through this experience. The majalis of Abu Abdullah al-Hussein, the commemorations of Abu Abdullah al-Hussein, should have this effect on us. That when we come here, we feel like we see ourselves in Karbala, because there is a Karbala right now. There is a struggle right now. There are Yazids. There are Umar ibn Sa'ds of today. The struggle against believers is continuing. The animosity against the believers is continuing. Some of us, though, are like people, you know, out of all the people in the Muslim lands, from Northern Africa to Central Asia, to parts of Pakistan and Afghanistan, and as far east as that, all this area of Muslimin, the grandson of the Prophet, is calling for help. The only people that said, come to us even, are the people of Kufa. Nobody else said, come to us. He spoke to them where? In Hajj. In Hajj, Muslimin come from all these different places. He spoke to them, I'm the grandson of your Prophet. This is what the Prophet said. This is what the Quran says. Come, gather, rise. Nobody cared. Today, the battle continues. A lot of us, God forbid, we hear it. We hear people saying there's a battle. I'm like, what battle? I don't see no battle. But there is. The effect of the majalis of Imam al-Hussein should be that we should start feeling that we are in Karbala. We should start feeling that while there are enemies, there are wolves, there are those who are equipped with the latest technology against you. They're using all their warfare against you. They're using their economic institutions against you. They're using the political institutions against you. They're using their media against you. They portray the worst, ugliest picture. They call it the picture of the Prophet, and they say, you all need to hush up. You don't have the right to speak. They have the right to print that. You have no right to say that's wrong. Despite all of that, the 30,000 against 72, you see that. You see you're outnumbered. Once you start realizing you're in Karbala, you realize you're outnumbered. But then this voice of Imam al-Husayn, Allah khawfun alayhim wa lahum yahzanun, should be the same voice that when he was alive on the night of Ashura, the people who said, we will stay if we are killed and our bodies burnt, ashes thrown in the air, resurrected, same thing happens over 70 times or more. We will not cease to be with you and be here. Imam al-Husayn showed them where they are in paradise, their position with Allah, not candy in paradise. It caused them to be fearless. They were rejoicing that night. They were happy. They were doing what grooms do on the night of their wedding. They're outnumbered. How is that? Hear the call of Imam al-Husayn. Listen to it. Believe in it. It'll give it to you. We should, by the end of these majalis, start feeling we are in Karbala. And then when we see that we're outnumbered, the voice of Imam al-Husayn should be soothing us, telling us, don't worry at all. No, there's no fear. Don't worry. And hopefully Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, through the various parts of these commemorations, the emotional attachments, the emotional connections, the beating of our chest, the nohas, all of it inshallah, this gets us closer and closer to where we want to be there. We want to envy Habib ibn Madahir. We want to envy Qasim ibn al-Hasan. We want to envy the Ashab, Zuhair ibn Qin. We want to envy the people that were there and say to them, really, Ya laytana kunna ma'akum. We wish we were with you. That's the effect of the majalis of Abu Abdullah al-Husayn. That is what keeps Islam alive. That is what makes a Shia of the Ahlul Bayt, a Shia of Imam al-Husayn, be invincible. It makes the Shia of Imam al-Husayn, despite all the odds, we have nothing, they have everything, we will win the same way Abu Abdullah al-Husayn. With his shahada, he won the battle. Imam al-Husayn won the battle with his shahada, brothers and sisters. This is important. He didn't win it in the way that the material-minded people thought a war would be won. Imam al-Husayn accomplished what he wanted to. It's not like he came there, he said, help me, and nobody helped him. They slaughtered him. Now we cry because of defeat. He wasn't defeated. Imam al-Husayn wasn't defeated. Imam al-Husayn's blood saved Islam. That's what his objective was. His objective was nothing beyond that. His objective was not to protect his life. His objective was not to rule for the sake of ruling. His objective was not to get rid of Yazid because he wanted to be the ruler. That's why he said, I am not rising for corruption. These personal gains, these material wants and desires and temptations, is to save Islam. Did he save Islam? Absolutely. He won with his blood. That's why he said, if the Islam of my grandfather can only be saved with my blood, فَيَا سُيُوفْ خُذِينِي, swords, come and take me. This is the spirit of Muharram, the spirit of Abu Abdullah al-Husayn. This is what has caused, brothers and sisters, the global dominant powers that gained superiority because of their efforts for the dunya, technological advancements, industrial revolution, gained all of that to do what? To loot the world of everything they have. Of everything they had. One of the areas that they have influenced the people of the world, not one area or the other. is that they stripped them of their culture and gave them their own culture. They say the Prime Minister of Japan came to the US. He was more adamant about visiting Elvis's estate compared to the Elvis lovers of the US at the time. I don't know exactly when this was, what year. I remember it was in recent history. That's how bad it is. I mean, Elvis, who's Elvis? That's pretty old. In the 90s, when somebody's looking for Elvis, that shows how backwards you are. But this is what it is. When a Japanese person no longer reveres Japanese heroes, Japanese culture, Japanese language, dressed in Western attire, listens to Western music, Western messages, Western designs, the people of the world have been affected with this. You think they didn't want to affect the Muslimin? It's not about changing the color of the hijab. They don't care about whether you wear a suit or you wear this clothing. These are all means. These are symbols. They don't want any culture that is going to stand against them or even just simply not follow them. They tried very hard. They tried very hard in so many different ways. The voice of Imam Khomeini could still be heard. I don't know if you've seen those images. In the center, one of the centers of tashayyu', one of the centers, we know that as a country, these borders don't really, these are not Islamic borders, but these are unfortunately what we're dealing with these days. Within a border of what is called a country, the country that has a dominant, has had a dominant majority Shia, dominant majority Muslim, and then dominant majority from amongst them Shia, is Iran. All the other countries with the large numbers of Shia they have in terms of percentage, it's not as dominant as it is in Iran. In that country, they passed a law that a marja of the Shia could be disrespected or even killed by an American or even an American dog unleashed by its owner. And an Iranian court does not have the right to bring this man to justice, or woman, whoever it is. They don't have a right. You're selling your soul. This is what it was in Iran. Imam Khomeini called ulama of Islam. Respond to Islam. Come forward for Islam. They're killing Islam. The other center of tashayyu', the city of Najaf, long history of tashayyu', and the hawzat, not just as many cities in Iraq and other areas in Lebanon, there's cities in Syria have had a long history of tashayyu', like Halab. Cities in Pakistan and Afghanistan that are known, other areas, these are just some examples, Azerbaijan, other countries, or cities. In terms of country, we said this is, it seems like, as far as my knowledge goes, the city of Najaf, all this history, as we just said, from the time of Amirul Mu'mineen, this is one of the strongholds of the Shia. Can you imagine Kufar, the British, marching triumphantly into Najaf and saying, we spare you, we won't come into the Najaf? That's the most disrespectful way of an arrogant military that has defeated you. They say, we spare you, we won't come into Najaf. What Islam meant. All that effort to get rid of the voice of Imam al-Hussein, to get rid of the commemorations of Imam al-Hussein, to get rid of the spirit of Islam in the heart of any Muslim,
that says hayhat min al-dhillah. They tried so hard to get. What caused them not to be able to do that? Instead, not only in the Islamic Republic of Iran because of the revolution of Imam al-Hussein, but in Iraq, the parliament tells this bully, this so-called global power, you need to take your military and leave. After the Shahada of Shahid Abu Mahdi al-Muhandis and Haj Qasim Sulaimani, they have the courage to stand and say, you need to get out of this country. Japan, post-Second World War, has been where the Americans have done whatever they've wanted. And the Japanese people on the Okinawa Island and elsewhere have had protests against their presence upon protests because of, if not nothing else, just the mistreatment of the people. All the stuff that is even silenced on the media, plenty of it happening. Japanese government hasn't been able to stand up to this superpower and say, you need to get your military out of here. We don't want it here. What gives that strength? In Lebanon, Hezbollah, this small group of people, kicks the Zionist regime, which has all of the support of the what they call the global community, which means the global bullies, the US, the British, the French, the Germans that are right behind them. What causes them to be able to stand? And now, tashayyu', Islam of Ali ibn Abi Talib, Islam of Hussein ibn Ali, Islam of the Ahlul Bayt is on the rise. Why? Because of this type of Muharram. Because this message of Abu Abdullah al-Hussein takes away that fear that causes all others to hush up and not stand. The same way Imam al-Hussein did not hush with all that opposition. Say, Faya suyuf khudini. If Islam needs my blood, these mu'mineen, these followers of the Ahlul Bayt in these Muslim lands and wherever they're standing, if Islam needs my blood, then Faya suyuf khudini. They've learned from Imam al-Hussein. This is the effect of Karbala. This is the effect of Imam al-Hussein. It is important that we say this. Why? Inshallah, we'll end with this. These monsters that have stripped every people of whatever they could from them, some of these backwards Arab rulers, Mal'oon Emirat, the UAE, backwards, worthless. They think being Arab is wearing this attire. Even that attire is given to you by the Western people. You have nothing of yourselves. That's not the traditional Emirati attire. Look back in the old pictures of their shuyukh. They didn't dress like this. This is a Western version of it, a Western variation of it. What part of your cities looks like Arab cities? What part of it is non-Western? Every bit of it is designed by the West and carried out by the West. You have nothing of yourselves. And then whenever they want, they will tell you, you need to come and sign this document here to save Mr. Trump so that he can win in the 2020 elections. These slaves go over and sign those documents. This is what they want of you. Call yourself Arab, but this is how we define Arabs. Call yourself Muslim, but we want a Muslim that does not have a problem with LGBT. We want a Muslim that does not have a problem with US military presence. We want a Muslim that if they say you need to pray like this, you pray like that. So when Islam stands before them, when Ashura stands against them, when Muharram stands against them, when those who hear the message of Abu Abdullah al-Husayn, they're able to stand against them, what are they going to do? They're not going to accept defeat that easily. They're going to start coming and causing deviation in Muharram. They will start coming and changing what Muharram looks like. Instead of Muharram being hayhat min al-dhillah, instead of Muharram being the call of Imam al-Husayn, don't be afraid, they want to make Muharram look like another parade. Muharram look like another cultural event. Muharram, others decorate with bright colors. Muharram is dark colors. Others, when they celebrate, when they commemorate, they dance. And their music is with these instruments. Muharram is a nice voice. It sounds slightly different. And then there's a dance to it they call matam. This is what they want Muharram to look like. A Muharram that talks about everything except for what Abu Abdullah al-Husayn did. Present Abu Abdullah al-Husayn as his prayer. Yes, the prayer of Ashura is important. But the people of Umar ibn Sa'd prayed in Karbala as well. Both of them prayed. Sometimes talking about prayer is like Umar ibn Sa'd calling for prayer. It's like Yazid, if he ever did, call for prayer. Definitely Muawiyah called for prayer. It's like Muawiyah calling for prayer. It's like Muawiyah putting Qur'ans on the spears. Look like Islam, but essentially you're going against the speaking Qur'an. It looks like Muharram. It has a nawha. It has recitations. It has matam. It has a lecture. But instead of it giving the message of Imam al-Husayn to say, hayhat minna dhillah, we will never accept the dhillah of accepting the ways of kuffar as Islam, to accept LGBT as something that's okay. Instead of that, the message is, be okay with it. The message is kindness of Imam al-Husayn. What is it supposed to serve when you talk about kindness in that way only? Never talk about hayhat minna dhillah. The objective becomes a way of silencing Muharram. You think they won't do that? The same way Muawiyah did this. Muawiyah didn't come and say, get rid of Islam. He hated Islam. Muawiyah ibn Abi Sufyan hated Islam. Just like his father hated Islam. He never accepted Islam. It's recorded in history. This is not made up. But what did Muawiyah do? He didn't say forget about Islam. He said, say go ahead, Ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. Still, by the time of Yazid, they're still calling Ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. In the courtyard of Yazid, when Imam al-Husayn is there with the family of Imam al-Husayn, the time for Dhuhr comes, or the time of Adhan comes, to distract the people from the message of Imam Zainul Abideen, they say, call the Adhan. See, this is an example. Adhan becomes a distraction from Islam. Adhan, Allahu Akbar, is for shaitan, like in the courtyard of Yazid. Imam Zainul Abideen is lecturing people. He's seeing they're losing the crowd. This is changing to something else. A celebration is turning into a mourning ceremony. Like, let's hush him up. How can we? Oh, it's Adhan time. Start calling the Adhan. Allahu Akbar. Muawiyah didn't say forget Islam. He said to call Ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. Say all of that. Allahu Akbar. Prayer and so on and so forth. But then the verse that says, وَمِنَ النَّاسِ مَنْ يَشْرِي نَفْسَهُ ابْتِغَاءَ مَرْضَاتِ اللَّهِ. The Ali ibn Abi Talib that the Prophet said, go refer to him, follow him, he's your master. And now after his rule, people have seen him, they're drawn to him, they're attracted to him.
Muawiyah says, companion of the Prophet, oh, I forget his name, Mal'un, one of the people who lived at the time of the Prophet and hurt the Prophet in his lifetime. Samura ibn Jundab, his name came to me, Mal'un, Samura ibn Jundab. He's got an account of during the time of the Prophet what he did. Anyhow, Muawiyah goes to him, he says, I'll give you 700,000 coins to say, I heard the Prophet say this verse that says, there are those of the people who give their lives for Allah's pleasure, is Ibn Muljam. La'natullah alayh. Okay? Pay the companion of the Prophet. Say the verse that says, وَمِنَ النَّاسِ مَنْ يُعْجِبُكَ قَوْلُهُ فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا. Those who, when they speak of the dunya, their words astonish you, amaze you, mesmerize you. The way they speak of the dunya and how valueless, how worthless the dunya is. But then, وَهُوَ أَلَدُّ الْخِصَامِ. He's your worst enemy. He said, I want you to say that I heard the Prophet said, this is Ali ibn Abi Talib. Change them, leave the name Islam, the prayer, the call to prayer, but change the meanings of the verses of the Quran, the praise of Ali ibn Abi Talib to become the praise of the killer of Ali ibn Abi Talib, the praise of Ali ibn Abi Talib be given to Ibn Muljam, and then the words praising or describing the enemies of the Ahlul Bayt being said that this is Ali ibn Abi Talib. I want to change the essence of it. Keep the shape, keep the words, keep the verse, change the meaning. Keep Muharram, keep the black, keep the Noha, keep the Matam going, keep the lecture going. Talk about Akhlaq. But the essence, the meaning, the message, the Hayhat minna dhilla, the Fayasuyuf khudini, take that out. Make it a majlis that makes it give in to these powers. We need to know, brothers and sisters, any majlis that makes us feel comfortable when we see dhulm, when we see oppression, like, oh, it's just a news headline. People of Yemen, just another headline. People in Palestine, another headline. If Muharram causes us to become like that, that's not Muharram. It's not Imam al-Husayn. It's not Ashura. It's the adhan of Yazid in his courtyard. That's what it is. It's not the call for prayer. We hope that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala helps us. Every year our Muharram becomes more Husayni. The Imam of our time will come with the chant, Ya Latharat al-Husayn. The Husayniyun, the ones who take this message, are going to be willing to rise with him to avenge the blood of Imam al-Husayn, not to bring to resurrect some dead tyrant, but to bring the movement of Imam al-Husayn to its final victory, which is the rule of Islam throughout the globe. This is the objective of Imam al-Husayn. And those who are Husayni, who take this message, inshallah, they're going to be able to, hopefully. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala helps us in these difficult times with all these fitan. Muawiyah paid the companion of the Prophet to say that. These guys find Mu'ammameen to say these things. They're not going to go and find someone with a tie to say this. They'll get someone that's dressed like this to come and say it. Because this is what's going to be acceptable. The companion of the Prophet's word will be acceptable. Not some random person that never saw the Prophet. Well, this is the tafsir of this. Who cares what he says? When a companion of the Prophet, sahabi of the Prophet, he said, I heard the Prophet say this. With all these fitan, we hope that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saves us, inshaAllah. Sallallahu alayka ya Aba Abdullah.
Sallallahu alayka ya mazloom. Honestly, the more you think about who it was, Imam al-Husayn is seeing them cheering, surrounding Imam al-Husayn, throwing stones at him, whatever sharp object any of them had. Take a strike at Imam al-Husayn while cheering. Becomes more difficult to bear this burden, the grief. Sallallahu alaik ya mazloom ayyuha shaheed بكربلاء عطشانا. May Allah's peace and blessings be upon you. My beloved Imam al-Husayn. May Allah's peace and blessings be upon you, my beloved oppressed Imam, the Imam who was slaughtered by the shores of the Euphrates while his mouth was dry of thirst. روحي فداك يا مولاي يا أبا عبد الله. I wish I was there, يا أبا عبد الله. I wish I was there like your companion who stood before you while you prayed on the day of Ashura, so I can protect you with my body. The arrows could pierce through me instead of you. I wish I was there when the mal'oon chopped off the right hand of Abu al-Fadl al-Abbas, that instead of his, my arm would be severed. I wish I was there. I would hold my head up so that the arrow of Harmala would pierce through my neck instead of Ali al-Asghar. Ya Aba Abdillah, I wish my children were there on the afternoon of Ashura instead of your Ruqayya. The earrings from my daughter would be ripped off. Instead of your children, my children would be slapped. Ya Zainab, I wish I was there. Instead of you, I could protect the children. Every time they wanted to lash them, you would rush there to make sure. Instead of them, you got whipped. Tonight in some cultures, they remember Ruqayya, the three-year-old daughter of Imam al-Husayn. This little girl, her hand
sisters. Those who've been into Sham have been to the grave of this little girl, right outside the courtyard of Yazid. I don't know how it is that a three-year-old girl could reach that rank, but what treatment did she receive? Every time she would remember her father, she would call on her father, she would get a beating. She already missed her father enough. Perhaps when they brought the head of Imam al-Husayn in the courtyard of Kufa, maybe the lady Zainab tried to cover her eyes. Maybe she doesn't see. She asked her father so much, Ya Abata, where did you go? I want you to come and take me. Her wishes were granted in Sham. One night she called her father's name so many times, the Mal'un awoke from his sleep, heard the cries of the child, asked what this is. They said, it's the daughter of Husayn, she wants her father. They said, well, why don't you give her the head of her father? And they brought the head of Imam al-Husayn, presented it to Ruqayya. Imagine this little young girl. Oh, father, what happened to your beard? Why is your forehead filled with scars? Did they throw stones at you? So long, can you take me with you? Imam al-Husayn takes his daughter with him. Ala la'natullah ala al-qawm al-zalimeen wa say'alamu al-lazina zalamu ayyamun qalabin yanqalibun. Ya Husayn.
Brothers, just to make sure that we are following the social distancing rule, try to spread out as much as possible and keep your masks on.
Ya Husayn, Ya Husayn, Ya Husayn, Ya Husayn. Karbala walon pe ye kaisa Muharram aaya, Karbala walon pe ye kaisa Muharram aaya, Karbala walon pe ye kaisa Muharram aaya, Karbala walon pe ye kaisa Muharram aaya. Khoon tapakta hua Abbas ka parcham aaya, Karbala walon pe ye kaisa Muharram aaya, Karbala walon pe ye kaisa Muharram aaya, Karbala walon pe ye kaisa Muharram aaya. Jaise jaise mere ghazi ka alam jhukta gaya, jaise jaise mere ghazi ka alam jhukta gaya, پشت میں حضرت شبیر کی بھی غم آیا خون ٹپکتا ہوا عباس کا پرچم آیا کربلا والوں پہ یہ کیسا محرم آیا کربلا والوں پہ یہ کیسا محرم آیا کربلا دیکھ لے اسلام بچانے کے لیے کربلا دیکھ لے اسلام بچانے کے لیے ساتھ کنبے کو لیے وارث آدم آیا خون ٹپکتا ہوا عباس کا پرچم آیا کربلا والوں پہ یہ کیسا محرم آیا کربلا والوں پہ یہ کیسا محرم آیا ظالموں ان کو تو دو بوند پلا دو پانی ظالموں ان کو تو دو بوند پلا دو پانی اب لبوں پر میرے بے شیر کا ہے دم آیا خون ٹپکتا ہوا عباس کا پرچم آیا کربلا والوں پہ یہ کیسا محرم کربلا والوں پہ یہ کیسا محرم آیا سارے موسم تو گزر جاتے ہیں آ کر لیکن سارے موسم تو گزر جاتے ہیں آ کر لیکن بس ہمیشہ کے لیے موسم ماتم آیا خون ٹپکتا ہوا عباس کا پرچم آیا کربلا والوں پہ یہ کیسا محرم آیا کربلا والوں پہ یہ کیسا محرم آیا تیرے شہر سے جاتے ہیں دے ہم کو دعا نانا تیرے شہر سے جاتے ہیں دے ہم کو دعا نانا تیرے شہر جاتے ہیں دے ہم کو دعا نانا آباد کریں گے ہم آباد کریں گے ہم حیب کر بلا نانا تیرے شہر سے جاتے ہیں دے ہم کو دعا نانا تیرے شہر سے جاتے ہیں دے ہم کو دعا نانا تیرا دین ہے مشکل میں کیسے رہوں گھر میں تفلی میں کوئی وعدہ تفلی میں کوئی وعدہ تھا تجھ سے کیا نانا تیرے شہر سے جاتے ہیں دے ہم کو دعا نانا تیرے شہر جاتے ہیں دے ہم کو دعا نانا روزے پہ تیرے آ کے ہم شمع جلاتے تھے اب کون مجاور ہے اب کون مجاور ہے صغرا کے سوا نانا تیرے شہر سے جاتے ہیں دے ہم کو دعا نانا تیرے شہر سے جاتے ہیں دے ہم کو دعا نانا تیرے شہر سے جاتے ہیں دے ہم کو دعا نانا تیرے شہر سے جاتے ہیں نا زینب تیرے روزے پر بے پا سے جاتے ہیں دے ہم کو دعا نانا تیرے شہر سے جاتے ہیں دے ہم کو دعا نانا آباد کریں گے ہم آباد کریں گے ہم ہے اب کرب بلا نانا تیرے شہر سے جاتے ہیں دے ہم کو دعا نانا یا حسین یا حسین یا حسین طال الصدى بك النوى طال الصدى بك النوى أين استقرت يا أبو صالح أين استقرت يا أبو صالح طال الصدى استقرت يا ابو صالح اين استقرت يا ابو صالح اذا البحار سجرت اذا البحار سجرت يعني المدامع تجري اذا الجبال سيرت اذا الجبال سيرت يعني سرح لك فكري يعني سرح لك فكري إذا السماء انفطرت إذا السماء انفطرت معناها شيء بصبري معناها شيء بصبري إذا النجوم انكدرت إذا النجوم انكدرت تشرح على ضمة صدري تشرح على ضمة صدري أتعبتني أيتمتني أتعبتني أيتمتني وياك أسولف بس نوايح أين استقرت يا أبو صالح طال الصدى طال الصدى بك النوى أين استقرت يا أبو صالح أين استقرت يا أبو صالح يمت الفرح يا يوسفي يمت الفرج يا يوسفي ارحم قلب يعقوبك بيضت عيوني وانتظر بيضت عيوني وانتظر ودي لي ريحة ثوبك ودي لي ريحة ثوبك ساعي بريدك سيدي ما جاب لي مكتوبك يا المهدي بغيابك صرت يا المهدي بغيابك صرت مسكينك ومحبوبك مسكينك ومحبوبك في جمكران أم يا مكان في جمكران أم يا مكان مدري خيالك وين صاريح أين استقرت يا أبو صالح طال الصدى طال الصدى بك النوى أين استقرت يا أبو صالح أين استقر يا ابن نرجس فاطمة يا الما تمر مر بي ومو ندبه اقرا لك شرط ومو ندبه أقرأ لك شرط أقرأ الدعاء لطمية أقرأ الدعاء لطمية أمني أنا أجيب بهالوقت أمني أنا أجيب بهالوقت أصف ابن برخية الحارق تجامر مني العبي الحارق تجامر مني العبي يفهم حكي المسبية يفهم حكي المسبية في أي دار مثواك صار في أي دار مثواك صار واليا عزائي اللي لرايح أين استقرت يا أبو صالح تتصدق الناس بألف وأنا اختلف عني الناس لدفع البلاء عن حاضرتك لدفع البلاء عن حاضرتك أتصدق بقطع الرأس أتصدق بقطع الرأس يا المهدي دق باب السماء وأنا دق باب العباس يا المهدي باب السماء وانا دق باب العباس يا المهدي عن الله بشبر هيج انت لازم تنقاس هيج انت لازم تنقاس دعني اراك خذني معاك دعني اراك خذني معاك انطيني إقامة احسبني نازح أين استقرت يا أبو صالح سامحني وانطيني البخت لا تزعلي من عتابي لا تقلي ذنبك يحجبك لا تقلي ذنبك يحجبك وما وصلك ينبابي وما وصلك ينبابي سيف العزيز المقتدر قادر يزيل حجابي قادر يزيل حجابي كم عابس خلافك صرت كم عابس خلافك صرت كل يوم اشق ثيابي كل يوم اشق ثيابي أشكو لمن يا ابن الحسن أشكو لمن يا ابن الحسن وتعرفني ما دوير مصالح أين استقرت يا أبو صالح طال الصدى طال الصدى بك النوى أين استقرت يا أبو صالح أين استقرت يا أبو صالح مأجورين إن شاء الله عظم الله لكم الأجر وحداي وحداي بصوت الفاقد يا أبوي وحداي وعليل بلا أهل ظليت وحداي لمن غادر عنكم راح وحداي وحداي متت يا أبوي من ذيكي أفلح من صلى على محمد وآل محمد على لسان عليلة الحسين فاطمة العليلة عليها السلام دمعات بعيني يا يمه دمعات بعيني يعيني من هو يواسيني يا يمه من هو يواسيني دمعات بعيني يا يمه دمعات بعيني من هو يواسيني يا يمه احفظ المستهل دمعات بعيني يا يمه دمعات بعيني من هو يواسيني يا يمه من هو يواسيني حسرة عذابي تشرح مصابي حسرة عذابي تشرح مصابي تشرح مصابي يا يمه تشرح مصابي تشرح مصابي يا يمه تشرح مصابي دمعة مآسي بلا راحة فاضت على وجناتي رسمت لي صورة بلا أمل مخطوطة من دمعاتي شلون أقضي قولي لي العمر يا يمه ويا هاتي تقبلي خلاني دهرت ولاني يا يمه دهرت ولاني وحدي وخلاني يا يمه وحدي وخلاني قصة شبابي تشرح مصابي قصة شبابي تشرح مصابي تشرح مصابي يا يمه تشرح مصابي تشرح مصابي يا يمه تشرح مصابي دمعات بعيني يا يمه دمعات بعيني من هو يواسيني يا يمه من هو يواسيني حسرة عذابي تشرح مصابي تشرح مصابي يا يمه تشرح مصابي هالقصة ما كانت تمر عالبال ابد يا يمه تحولت واقع والقدر لازم اعيش بهمه تشرح مصابي يا يمه تشرح مصابي تشرح مصابي يا يمه تشرح مصابي دمعات بعيني يا يمه دمعات بعيني من هو يواسيني يا يمه من هو يواسيني حسرة عذابي تشرح مصابي تشرح مصابي يا يمه تشرح مصابي صفحة كتابي يا أسف من يا حبير مكتوبة ليش الأماني يا قدر من صفحتي مسلوبة ومكتوب بس نوحي ودمع وانا الجنيت مهيوبة هسيتي مبلا اهل يم قسمتي محسوبة حيرة ومصيبة يا يوم حيرة ومصيبة حيرة ومصيبة يا يما حيرة ومصيبة بدار وغريبة يا يما بدار وغريبة لو عد خطابي تشرح مصابي تشرح مصابي يا يما تشرح مصابي تشرح مصابي يا يما تشرح مصابي الناس اللي تحلم بي الوطن يا دهار خالتي اسمعني حسين الوطن وغير أبد كل وطن ما ينفعني كل وطن ما ينفعني وزينب حناني وكعبيتي وام الويفة رضعتني وعباس عمي هبيتي وفقد الاهل فاجعني والله ضيمة يا يمه والله ضيمة أصبح يتيمة يا يمه أصبح يتيمة لو عتعتابي تشرح مصابي تشرح مصابي يا يمه تشرح مصابي دمعات بعيني يا يمه دمعات بعيني من هو يواسيني يا يمه من هو يواسيني حسرة عذابي تشرح مصابي تشرح مصابي يا يما تشرح مصابي أنا ومرض جسمي صبحت أهمياً يا يما بروح حير ورايد يستقر ما لاقي بس عندي جروح خايف صباح دمع من العين لأنه مسفوح ولو صار آهي بنص قلب من نوحي يصبح مفضوح والله على حالي يا يمه والله على حالي والله على حالي يا يمه والله على حالي تبكي الليالي يا يمه تبكي الليالي دمع البيابي يشرح مصابي يشرح مصابي يا يمه يشرح مصابي يشرح مصابي يا يمه يشرح مصابي دمعات بعيني يا يمه دمعات بعيني من هو يواسيني يا يمه من هو يواسيني حسرة عذابي تشرح مصابي حسرة عذابي تشرح مصابي تشرح مصابي يا يمه تشرح مصابي مأجورين إن شاء الله عظم الله لكم الأجر الفاتحة إلى أرواح المؤمنين والمؤمنات والعلماء والشهداء ومن مات على الإيمان وبالخصوص إلى أرواح موت الحاضرين والسامعين رحم الله من قرأ الفاتحة تسبقها الصلاة على محمد وآل محمد
توجه لزيارة قبل فوزيارة صلى الله عليك يا رسول الله صلى الله عليك يا خير خلق الله ويا خاتم النبيين وصفوة المرسلين صلى الله عليك يا أمير المؤمنين علي بن أبي طالب وصي رسول الله صلى الله عليك يا فاطمة سيدة نساء العالمين صلى الله عليك يا أبا محمد يا حسن بن علي أيها المجتبى صلى الله عليك يا أبا عبد الله
وعلى الأرواح التي حلت بفنائك عليك مني سلام الله أبدا ما بقيت وبقي الليل والنهار ولا جعله الله آخر العهد مني لزيارتكم السلام على الحسين وعلى علي بن الحسن وعلى أولاد الحسن وعلى أصحاب الحسن جميعا ورحمة الله وبركاته صلى الله عليك يا غريب الغرباء ويا معين الضعفاء والفقراء السلطان أبا الحسن يا علي بن موسى أيها الرضا المرتضى صلى الله عليك وعلى آبائك وأبنائك جميعا ورحمة الله وبركاته صلى الله عليك يا مولاي يا بقية الله يا حجة الله عجل الله تعالى فرجك وسهل الله تعالى مخرجك وظهورك وجعلنا من خير أعوانك وأنصارك والمستشهدين بين يديك صلى الله عليكم يا أهل بيت النبوة جميعا ورحمة